at Digging Deeper, we want to do everything we possibly can to protect these babies from sickening creatures. We refuse to sit and watch from the bleachers. The ugly truth. Hard to listen to, but impossible to ignore. Here's Struggle Jennings and his daughter Brianna with a cry for help. And then we'll get started on the ugly truth.
And these blurry eyes gonna be a horror story where the scary dies. Angels fly with their guns out, causing hella fire when Mother Mary cries. I heard the lies, but I seen the truth. They gonna silence you if you bring the proof. They gonna call you crazy when you call them out. They try to box us in, but we can box them out. Don't dare ask me what I'm talking about. If you ain't listened yet, then you'll never hear it. We gonna pray to God and we gonna stand up. Got an army here, I know the devil fear. Yeah, the future's clear when you know the past. And that train is coming and it's rolling fast. Gotta fix the path, it's on a broken track. There's no time for us to be holding back. Now we need some leaders to wake up the sleepers. Make believers out of non-believers. Let freedom of speech ring through the speakers. Take the filthy rich to the cleaners. Shine our light, baby, high beamers. Don't let sex crimes be a misdemeanor. Protect these babies from these sickening creatures. I refuse to sit and watch from the bleachers.
Save me, I can't save myself.
All right, and it is time for the ugly truth. Welcome to the live studio, Roya and Dos, on our Podbean platform that just jumped in there. Welcome live on YouTube. No, we're not on YouTube. We can't be on there. We speak too much truth here on the ugly truth. This is anger unleashed. Yeah. This is a terrible episode. We've got a terrible episode for you today. We are going to talk about the effects of anger unleashed. Welcome on our Rumble channel. Welcome over on Twitch. Hey, guys. What are you playing tonight? All right. Well, yeah, well, we're going to be talking about some ugly stuff over here on the Rumble channel and with you here on Twitch and on Twitter. On X, right? And on Facebook, live.
And on Facebook.
And, of course, diggingdeepertv.com. That's where we are right now, and on Podbean Live if you're listening. Well, welcome. It's time to get into tonight's episode. I'm sorry to have to be the one to bring you the bad news. But we decided about 4 years ago that we would transition from being the back room website design media company that kind of is just kind of hiding in our private little office and not really speaking up. I mean, we would talk to our friends and we'd always, I remember we kept saying about 5 years ago, we should just do a podcast.
Yeah.
We should just turn on the microphone and just start a podcast. Yeah.
Well, we weren't motivated then.
I think we just said it for years and years. It was years that we said that. And then what happened? How did we become motivated?
I guess it was 2020, wasn't it?
Oh, beware the Ides of March, I keep saying. Oh, look at the date. Oh, wow. Did you just get a real reaction like me? Because tonight, it is March 15th. It is the Ides of March, as Shakespeare once said. Beware the Ides of March. Hmm. I didn't know what the hell it meant back in high school, and I still don't know. But I do know that it sounds cool, and I always use it. And probably most importantly for this podcast, this whole Digging Deeper thing, all started, like you said, this day in history in 2020. So 4 years ago to the day, we sat in Colorado Springs, Colorado, looking at the Pikes Peak and starting the first edition, episode number one.
Yep.
Digging Deeper Live. Well, welcome. Here we go. The ugly truth. Anger unleashed. We had to get that out of the way and say thanks to our sponsors, of course, Green Gold Natural Healing, as well as Hail Multimedia. And yeah, this is all us, okay? It may sound like a big operation here. Andy does a lot of the writing and producing, just like Tom and his girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
I do the talking and the thinking and the designing and the developing, and she does a lot of the graphics and the promotion. We're just working together here to get the truth out to people.
Right.
And so here we are. Our sponsors, Green Gold Natural Healing, those are products that we can offer you to help detoxify your body and your brain from all of the chemicals and the nastiness that the government has been feeding us intentionally for decades.
Yes.
We say that intentionally. Intentionally. We
agreed.
We can prove it.
In several ways. Yes.
And have for the last 4 years. That's what we do here.
Yep, yep, yep.
And we use other people's research. We research ourselves, but we get to the source. And in the source here tonight, we have some really disturbing things about anger. I thought it would be really good to start off with the main site right here. We're talking about abuse. Anger creates a lot of abuse situations.
Yes.
Anger, if you don't have anger, you don't have that emotion. And emotion is what creates good or bad. And that anger is just so hard to control. And when you have that anger, a lot of times abuse happens. Tonight, we're going to talk about domestic abuse, and we're going to talk about abuse against children, and we're going to talk about abuse against authority, and we're going to be talking about abuse against each other. Mm-hmm. So what's this all about?
Self-control.
It's all about that word.
The lack of self-control.
You're right. You hit the good part of it, the self-control. Mm-hmm. In one of your statements, you said that everyone can be angry at times, but do you have self-control? Something mm-hmm. like that. But the big word, take the self off of there, and it's actually all about control.
True.
Let's learn a little bit more here from the website, directly from the website for domestic violence, the domestic violence hotline website. So here we look at a message here on our page right now. You're looking at a message that says they are here for you. Unfortunately, let's read a little deeper. At this time, we are experiencing unusually high call or chat volume. Wait times to connect with our live advocates may be longer than 15 minutes. We're here 24/7 and truly apologize for the wait. If you are looking for local providers and resources, please search the Get Help section. So, a service that is set up on a national hotline to be there, and you'd think it would be well-staffed. Mm-hmm. It probably is.
Or maybe they need volunteers.
But still, the overwhelming demand for help in domestic violence situations certainly outweighs the need for it, or the supply they have for it there. We need more people to help, or we need less abuse. So what is abuse? Let's define it here. This is from their site, Abuse Defined. Domestic violence, also referred to as intimate partner violence, or IPV, so keep that in mind if you see that abbreviation, dating abuse, or relationship abuse, is a pattern of behaviors used by one partner to maintain power and, say that C word,
control
over another partner in an intimate relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Domestic violence doesn't discriminate. It affects people of any race, age, gender, sexuality, religion, education level, or economic status. Anybody can be a victim or a perpetrator of domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
That includes behaviors that physically harm, intimidate, manipulate, or control a partner or otherwise force them to behave in ways they don't want to. This can happen through physical violence, threats, emotional abuse, or financial control.
And you know, abuse, domestic violence, some kinds of violence aren't visually, they don't appear.
Right, yeah, the emotional abuse there.
Right, the emotional abuse, mm-hmm. The manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times the perpetrators don't act like they're abusers outside mm-hmm. their home.
Exactly, yep. Very.
Or
very
if they're sober, for instance.
Right.
Or
mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get into that. Yep. Yeah, for sure. And alcohol and drugs definitely plays a part in it. And we'll hear that in a local case in mm-hmm. Scottsbluff County that we had this week that was just horrendous. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's the cause of it. People don't abuse because they drink and take drugs, but it does often amplify it.
Right.
So let's continue. Why do people abuse? Abuse, did you know, is a learned behavior.
A lot of times it comes from being abused yourself. Mm-hmm, so yeah, I know that it's a generational curse.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. That's what it says, I think, here. Next, it says, some people, and I didn't write these words. Like I said, this is directly from the Domestic Abuse Hotline website. Mm-hmm. Some people witness it in their own families growing up, they write. Others learn it slowly from friends. Popular culture. Mm-hmm. Or structural iniquities throughout our society. I think what he means by that is that's not fair. Mm-hmm. Structural iniquities. No matter where they develop such behaviors, those who commit abusive acts choose to do so. They also could choose not to.
True.
Many people experience or witness abuse and use their experiences to end the cycle of violence. They also take steps to heal themselves without harming others. While outside factors, including drug and alcohol addiction, like I said earlier, can escalate abuse, it's important to recognize that these issues do not cause domestic violence. So let's recognize the warning signs of abuse so that we can be ready to not only know for our own good, but to possibly help others, like you told me earlier.
Right, right.
You mentioned that. So at the start of a new relationship, it's not always easy to tell if it will later become abusive. In fact, many abusive people appear like ideal partners in the early stages of a relationship. The warning signs of abuse don't always appear overnight and may emerge and intensify as the relationship grows. Mm-hmm. It's like the frog in the hot water. It right. just little bit by little bit by little bit. Yes. And I think they use that as a strategy, possibly.
They do.
Yet every relationship is certainly different, and domestic violence doesn't always look the same. However, one feature shared by most abusive relationships is that the abusive partner tries to establish or gain power and control. Those are the words in bold here, power and control, through many different methods at different moments. So let's go through this list fairly quickly because we have a lot to cover here tonight. Common signs of abusive behavior in a partner include telling you you never do anything right. Mm.
Showing extreme jealousy of your friends or time spent away from them.
Mm-hmm. Preventing or discouraging you from spending time with others, particularly friends, family members, or peers.
Insulting, demeaning, or shaming you, especially in front of other people.
Ah, yeah. Or preventing you from making your own decisions, including about working or attending school.
Controlling finances in the household without discussion, such as taking your money or refusing to provide money for necessary expenses.
Pressuring you to have sex or perform sexual acts you're not comfortable with.
Pressuring you to use drugs or alcohol.
Intimidating you through threatening looks or actions.
Mm. Oh, that look. Mm-hmm. Give me that look.
Yep.
Insulting your parenting or threatening to harm or take away your children or your pets.
I'll boil your rabbit.
I remember that movie. Ooh, that was scary.
Bad. Yeah, intimidating you with weapons like guns, knives, bats, or mace.
Destroying your belongings or your home.
Those are some warning signs, and it says in the article and on their website that even if you are seeing just one or two of these signs, it could really be significant. Mm-hmm. And lead to another and another and another, because what we said at the beginning, it's like the frog in boiling water.
Right.
Don't let any of these signs go. Don't let them
unchecked.
Please, 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 because you're going to find out two stories here that just are going to break your heart. This is the reason why we're adamant about these warning signs and about getting help. We also want to say that if you are in a domestic violence situation, there are local companies that can help you in your community. In our hometown community in Scottsbluff and Gearing, Nebraska, we love the folks over there at the Doves program. Mm-hmm. The Doves program is a shelter for women. And there are other services available in town. So do look them up or contact us if you have a need for those locally. But to get the fastest help, like we said in the beginning, the website and the resources at the National Domestic Abuse Hotline. And that hotline, just text 88788. Text that number, 88788. Text that number. Just text the word START in all capitals, START. to 88788 and they'll get back to you with some resources and a counselor and see what needs to be done from there. Let's take a look at some of these things. You're going to say something there,
huh? I was just going to say here in Wichita Falls, where we live now, that there is First Step, and there's also Advocate.
Right. Southern Grit.
Southern Grit Advocacy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there are some good programs here as well to help you.
Yeah, there are several in the areas, and they're hard to find a lot of times because actually they kind of stay hush-hush.
On purpose.
Unless they're needed, because they are the shelters that are out of the way and protect usually the women.
Usually the women.
So let's take a look at some of these stories. These are just, this is heartbreaking. So I know I have a lot to go through. I'm not going to actually bring these stories up, I don't think, because we're going to run out of time. But inside this article here, you can see the reference to the picture with the tiny hand. It says, the heartbreaking story of baby Carson's last breath. But then we had a case that hit closer to home. This was in Gearing, Nebraska. A Gearing man was arraigned on child abuse charges on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30 in front of the Honorable Judge Mickey. And no bond was set at the time. At least that was what appeared in the public record. However, we learned later that a $1 million bond was set for the Gearing man. And he's being arraigned on child abuse charges. We are all praying for baby Gideon, who, as we last heard, was clinging to life over in Aurora Children's Hospital in Aurora, Colorado. Baby Gideon needs our prayers.
Yes.
Let's focus on praying for the community. This anger has got to be controlled. Unleashed, it becomes deadly.
Yes. Agreed.
The violence in schools is out of control. You have this video for us, correct?
I do.
I'm just going to go ahead and pull it up in our video player over here. Point to it for me. It's a transgender attack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is going to be a video here. We're going to go to our music break. Check this out. You like that circle? I love that thing there. And we're going to watch this video. Here we go. Yeah, so that's what we're looking at, right? You know?
That's the violence. That's
the violence that we have going on, the anger that is being unleashed on each other. So that's anger against each other. Violence in schools, in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Was this that one we just watched?
Yes.
Yes, police just confirmed the one suspect has been arrested and is facing assault charges for the brutal beating of the high schooler in St. Louis that you just watched. I'm sorry for that video. I'm sorry. I should have warned everyone. Of course, you know, digging deeper is not, you know, on the surface. This is gory stuff sometimes.
Mm.
And it is the ugly truth. Hard to listen to, but impossible to ignore. The victim's still in the hospital in critical condition. Please, please pray for her. And again, back to baby Gideon. Please, please, please. We have thousands of prayers going up. I was going to tell you, let's go back to that story real quick. The good news on that. The good news. I didn't finish it, I don't think. The original story that we had that included the gory picture, which is just disgusting. I can't believe it. But that picture received a lot of attention, of course. That article obviously received a lot of attention pretty quick. But the best news is, The very next post I did with no picture, no story, no graphic, no extra multimedia, just the words, "We really need to pray for Gideon. Please pray for baby Gideon." Mm-hmm. And that post, after everybody already knew the news.
Yes.
Usually the second post does not get anything after they know the news because they won't look at it again.
Right.
Just that single post with text only received more attention and more clicks because those clicks were then prayers. Mm-hmm. And there were people coming out of the literal Meta woodwork praying for baby Gideon. So please pray for these victims of violence, and maybe we should pray for those who are causing this violence because there's something going on in their brains that just isn't right. Please, please pray for the violence to stop.
I think part of it is that people aren't being taught how to deal with their emotions from a young age. They're getting put in front of screens. They don't know how to discuss things face to face. They don't have any other venue to release those pent up emotions.
Wow, you have such a great point there. But you know what that's going to come, what's going to come out of that comment right there, my darling? Is a whole nother podcast.
Right.
This is going to be an episode called The Effects, The Long-Term Effects of Violent Video Games. Mm. Remember back when we were growing up? You know, we're in our 50s. We're kids in our 50s, okay, guys? Everybody out there, hello? We're kids in our 50s. We are kids in our 50s. And it is a, when we were growing up, these violent video games started. And things like, and then in the 90s, I think it was, when we were, you know, hit our 20s and 30s, then these crazy games like Grand Theft Auto comes out where, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Grand Theft Auto, you actually get bonus points for killing cops and running them over and crashing them out and stealing
cars. It's a very violent game.
Yeah. And then, of course, all of the war games, you know, where you just kill people constantly.
Call of Duty and...
Yeah, and all those. So what is the whole goal of a competitive video game? What's the whole goal of a competitive video game? Is to...
Win.
Is to blank your opponent. What's the blank?
Kill.
Beat, or kill your opponent. Usually the best thing to do is kill it. Kill your opponent, and you don't have an opponent.
Right.
So that is what these children were taught. That's what this generation has been taught. Maybe more than one generation has been taught that the answer is to eliminate your opposition.
Well, and the other thing that...
Not negotiate.
The other thing is just the fact that media has caused... everything to offend, right?
Oh, the media so, division, yes, absolute.
The division and everything is an offense and people can't even take a joke anymore.
Yeah, it's terrible. So as we wind down here, we're going to look at the violence against authority now, the anger unleashed against authority. So the authority here, we're going to talk about first, this hits near to home in western Nebraska and eastern Wyoming. Mm. It's actually in central northern Wyoming. But anyway, Wyoming's a square state, and in the middle of Wyoming is a town called Sheridan. And an officer was headed to serve a warrant. On a squatter, a guy that had been renting a house and not paying for it for over 6 months and had already been evicted, already been ordered to leave, but he just kept staying there. So he was then under warrant and was being served a warrant by Officer Nevada Krinke. Unfortunately, he was met with gunfire and was killed at the scene. And a huge 24 plus hour standoff ensued where an entire house was destroyed by an excavator and he was shot as he was fleeing the house out the back door.
Wow.
Finally, after 24 plus hours. The same year as the inaugural Law Enforcement Suicide Awareness Day on September 26, 2020, nearly 100 law enforcement officers, correction officers, dispatchers, EMS providers, and firefighters took their own lives. Four of those were lost to Tennessee first responders. Now, why did I mention Suicide Awareness Day right after we talked about violence against officers with Sergeant Nevada Krinke? Because I learned that In 2023, so far, the nonprofit Blue Help has reported 91 suicides. There haven't been that many officers killed in the line of duty. And in 2020, their data shows that 201 lives were lost to suicide. In 2020, 201 lives were lost to suicide.
Suicide was lives. Bad that year, too.
And it was equally high along the way here. And at the end of this paragraph, we learn here that according to statistics reported to the Federal Bureau of Investigations, the FBI, March 1st, 2023, 118 law enforcement officers were killed in line of duty incidents. And that is far less than the number of suicides. So as we bring this report to a close, we want to say that, yes, there has been violence against officers and against authority, and this anger has been unleashed everywhere. But let's not just stop here at the fact that everybody's angry and everybody's killing or beating everybody, and then, okay, fine, let's go to the next episode. Rather than to do that, this is digging deeper. This is the ugly truth.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to do, honey, is I want to dig deeper on this find here at the end, because it surprised me.
Okay.
It surprised me that there were more suicides than deaths in the line of duty by gunfire or other means. That surprises me. But in a future episode, let's discuss this correlation. Is a suicidal person angry? We see them typically as sad and docile. You imagine that in your head. But in fact, I don't know this, but in fact, possibly a suicidal person might be angry.
Like the house explosion?
Perfect example, and that's exactly what happened in Nevada. Krinke, Sergeant Krinke, was not killed in the standoff. I mean, he was killed as he approached. But a week later, a Wood River, Nebraska house explosion took the life of a man who was angry. He was angry. Maybe we should have shown that. Mm-hmm. Talk about an angry fella. He put a note on Facebook and he said, all the elites control everything. What's the point? At this point, what difference does it make?
Right.
And then he put boom in capital letters. And he indeed go boom. He indeed did go boom, causing $1.8 million to several businesses and $1.7 million to 39 homes in Wood River, Nebraska. All with one gas explosion. And of course, he died. And
that's a lot of damage.
14 others were injured.
14.
14 in 14 injured, but no fatal.
I'm glad he didn't take anybody else,
right.
Dang. So
the violence has got to stop, but we're not going to just leave it there. We're going to explore in another episode, the correlation between suicide and anger. And we're going to, again, remind you that hotline is 88788. If you need help with domestic abuse or you recognize these signs, please seek help. You can always contact us, or you can contact your local domestic shelters and hotlines, or, like we said, get on the internet, find that hotline, the number's out there, or just text. Everyone text, so just text 88788, text that number, just text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, to 88788 if you need help and more information about domestic violence. And thank you for listening to The Ugly Truth, because
they can't stop us, 'cause we're ready to trying to brainwash us, but we won't let freedom die. The whole world's brainwashed.
Everybody pick a team, start a riot in the streets.
The whole world's brainwashed.
It's us against them, and then you against me.
The ugly truth. Hard to listen to, but impossible to ignore.
I think by now everyone's heard of podcasting, but what is it exactly? Podcasting is radio on demand through the internet. Simple. It's nothing new, actually. By definition, we've been podcasting for over 20 years. Now, millions of people are tuning into podcasts every day, and the most interesting thing for you is that podcast listeners are more likely to buy a product or service as compared to other media. Of course, radio is still a solid option in the digital age, and that's why you are going to contact us about how we can get your message on podcasts everywhere for less than a nickel an ad.